Welcome back to Business Resolutions with your host, Jorge Gonzalez.
Welcome back to Business Resolutions and my guest, Frankie Becerra. And Frankie, in terms of the future, it's always the crystal ball is hard, mm-hmm. but how do you see the construction business and how do you see QB and its role and where do you see the future?
Well, I'm a very optimistic guy, and I believe that everything needs to turn around. As we're doing our share, I'm through the AGC trying to promote new ideas into government so we're doing our part. We have to be ready for what's coming. Hopefully, we start seeing some improvements in the near future. One thing that I'm glad that I have with my father and Paul's father taught us a way. I forgot to mention one great mentor that we had. It was Tavi Gandara. He was a father figure for both Paul and I in the business.
He was there from the beginning of QB.
Basically the beginning. He was brought into QB Construction SE basically to raise us in the nitty gritty of construction.
Okay.
He was a hands-on type of guy, very well at the manager. Actually, he was the manager for the convention center when we joined with Harding Construction Company. We did the convention center in a joint venture as a construction manager, and he actually was the director of the project.
Your parents brought him in as another step. I mean, besides delegating to you and mm-hmm. putting you responsible at a very young age, and you said 33, 34, 35 mm-hmm. years of age. They also put in your hands this person with a great deal of experience on the day-to-day operational construction thing.
That was good. And again, it's a vision that they had from very early. That through the economic times, they lived through the recessions, they up came from the recessions. We're now in a recession. It's now our time in life to fight this, take it hands on, and come out from this with our head on, okay, yeah. and enjoy life as it is. Playing golf once in a while and try to shoot as low as you can. Maybe I can shoot at I can lower my handicap just as you're trying to lower your handicap.
Well, I'm not being very successful. In one of these programs, we don't have time today because we're running out of time. But I on Sunday I had another awful day. I'm not going forward. But I was commenting to Etienne Toti and the Francis. Why is golf so difficult compared to other sports and. And it's interesting because it is very difficult and it's very different. And one of the things, you make a mistake and it's there for the rest of the day to a great extent. You play tennis and basketball and baseball, you have three chances to whiff, and golf it's only one, and then that shot is there for the rest of the day. Tennis, there's so many shots that are completely inconsequential. They just don't make any difference whatsoever because so many
here,
things that make
here it. You're playing against yourself and a golf course. That's a tough challenge.
That's a tough challenge, but they also, people make little comments and goad you to do stupid things.
That's why it needs to be played between the ears.
Well, Frankie, it's been a pleasure to have you as my guest, and I've enjoyed this dialogue tremendously, and our friendship going way, way back. And I hope we continue and working together in the foundation and in other different things. So it's been great. And for my guests, I hope you enjoyed this dialogue with Frank. I hope this week for my listeners that you're able to eliminate and reduce stress, that you're able to resolve your conflicts, as I say, week after week. And I look forward to having you as my listener next week. These podcasts, the past ones, are available on my website at jrgcprc.com. I hope you've got that website address down pat by now. So take care and best.
Thank you for joining our Business Resolutions discussion with Jorge Gonzalez. You're invited to join Jorge and his guest each week at 8:06 Saturday morning, 2:06 Monday afternoon, and 6:06 Friday evening.